Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Labor groups are backing efforts for local leaders to rein in fleets of self-driving cars. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what are these efforts looking like?
Well, they're taking on a variety of forms, Eric. First of all, we have San Francisco State Assemblyman Matt Haney, who wants more information on incidents involving driverless cars and auto taxis. He wants to know when they've been involved in accidents, what's the circumstance around them. And he also wants to get reports on what they call bricking, which is when a autonomous vehicle loses contact with its home base and just stops dead in its tracks. We've seen that happen repeatedly in San Francisco. Now, this information is reported, but it goes to the DMV, which is its own bureaucracy, but Haney wants it shared directly with the public, getting around the DMV, which calls the shots. Let the people know about it. Another one is Dave Cortese, state senator, South Bay. He wants the state to allow local jurisdictions, cities and counties, to put caps on hours that these autonomous vehicles can operate and where they can operate. That's receiving some opposition in Sacramento from the governor's office already. And also there's State Assemblyman Phil Ting, who has a real interesting one that says he wants to close the loophole, because right now if a autonomous vehicle violates any of the laws, you can't ticket it because there's no driver. He wants them to say, if there's a car, there's a ticket. So these things are all sort of moving in Sacramento. It's going to be interesting to see, because some of it was prompted by the recent decision by state agencies to allow driverless taxis to start operating all around Los Angeles and up and down the Bay Area Peninsula in San Francisco. And that has drawn up a lot of interest and controversy and concern.
The labor pushback, I mean, they're coming against a big wave. I mean, not only autonomous vehicles, but eventually autonomous trucks.
And that is the force behind all of this, Margie. What you're talking about here is the Teamsters and the truckers, who are looking down the barrel of a huge change in how we deliver our goods. There's a big push going on here. They're already seeing some on the roads in Texas and stuff. Push for autonomous 18-wheelers who can drive 24 hours a day. The driver never gets tired because there is no driver. You just charge him up and keep him running. That could cost thousands and thousands of jobs in California alone. And so the Teamsters are backing these legislations, plus one that would basically tap the brakes on driverless vehicles of over 5 tons, you know, the big 18-wheelers, for 5 years. They already passed it last year. The governor vetoed it, saying he wants to keep California in the forefront and in the forefront of technology, and especially in this technology as well. It's going to be interesting to see what he does this time, because everybody's saying yes to the Teamsters and to the safety concerns. But the real question is whether the governor is going to say yes or going to be the one that says no.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.